Tell you what it's all about, your moms.
Huh? Whoa.
It's all about your moms. That's what it's all about.
Well, maybe. Now, I'm a little confused because he wasn't looking directly at me, but I feel like, are you talking about my mom?
Absolutely not.
Everything Sherrington? Is about her.
Well, everything is about her.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
Tell me what it's all about. Sherrington Barrington.
Sherrington Barrington.
Yeah.
Big Cher is what they call her.
Not the little one.
Not the little one.
She did used to have the nickname The Avalanche.
For what?
Because she'd lose her mind, I guess.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to News of My Fiancé with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush.
That's me. DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones.
Yep.
Both.
Yep. Right here on X-Ray FM. And if this is your first time tuning in, hello. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, fiancé.
Good morning.
Good morning. We do this every single Thursday from 7:30 to 9:06.
Right here on X-Ray.
It's true.
X-Ray.
I think we're going into year 5.
So question of the day. How long have we been doing this? What? Is that real?
I am
out of here, man.
You mean I'm out of here? You're blowing this pop stand? You're
going to
call your agent?
Okay. No, you're taking it a different way. My mind was just blown. I wasn't like, this isn't enough. I'm out of here. Get my agent on the phone. Right.
I told myself 5 years at this station and I'm a god.
And I'm out of here.
5 years max. I'm on a bigger, better things.
No way. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years positive. Since you tricked me.
Wow. I mean, you know what? Whatever makes you feel good.
Ambush, we don't need to do this.
I know we don't. I agree with you. We don't.
Then maybe this posturing shouldn't be happening.
Well, this is where you put it. So now you know what you got to deal with? A little bit of sass from the boy. Okay.
It's going to be that kind of day.
Yeah. I want to give people a running list of the shows that we watch and reference all the time. And just maybe just have it pinned like on our Instagram or something.
A better idea of why we say certain things.
Jeez. Would you guys like that? Or do you just get all of it? You understand all the references?
Are you already watching What We Do in the Shadows?
Right.
You don't need us to explain that. A little bit of sass from the boy.
Oh, man. What? Yeah, because, I mean, we're off TikTok. That foolishness.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to... This is going to sound so silly.
Go ahead.
Everybody, hold my hand with a napkin in between if you think that this is the craziest question to ask. I can't advance. Like, you open the talk, and you have to agree to America's terms of war.
Yeah.
And... I don't want to agree to those, so I'm not. But how do I get rid of my account if I don't agree in order to get in, to get to my profile and my settings?
Yeah, so...
Can I do it on the... Is there a workaround?
I'm not sure if there is a workaround. People are just deleting the app.
That's not enough, is it? Okay,
well...
You know what? I'm on the case.
No, so I'll tell you. People were deleting the app. They said... The report that I saw... said that there was 150% increase in the people deleting, in deleting TikTok. I'm not sure what the numbers are before, but this is where we are with it. And I saw something this morning with some reporting. I can't remember what news organization it was, but they were speaking to creators saying that their posts are being hidden, their inability to post about certain things, specifically what's happening in Minnesota, what's happening in Gaza, anything negative about the Trump administration. So they had the specialist come on the show, right? And he's like, because what TikTok said is that there hasn't been any targeted throttling or censorship. There were some bugs that happened during the transition that stopped everyone from posting certain things. Just everyone was having problems posting, not just people posting about politics. Just everyone was having issues. If you have a cooking show, you were having issues posting. It wasn't just
the
algorithm
took a nap.
Right. So
going through a shakeup.
Right. So this person that so that's the official statement from TikTok. And this person that they had on the show basically mimicked that. It was like, yeah, you know, from what we understand, it was not saying that they couldn't do it, but from what we understand, da 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 da. And I'm sitting here like, mind you, before they brought this personality on, they were already sharing different testimonials from left wing TikTok account holders. And it was blatant. Like, they were showing their discovery page, not the discovery page, but what their page looks like. Mm. And where there was a political post, it was just blank.
Oh.
People were like sending
like
them
on
screenshots.
Their profile.
Like on their profile.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's what are you talking about? That's very picky choosy. Like, yeah. So as soon as I saw the dude talking about, well, actually, you know, like TikTok is saying what we're actually saying, I started turning. I said, I'm not doing this. I remember feeling the exact same way when Neil deGrasse was like, well, we don't have evidence of aliens, so we should drop it. It's like, what are you? You're supposed to be a really smart guy? What? The galaxy is too vast. Shut up, bro. Shut your mouth. Be quiet with your mouth. Shush it.
Be quiet.
Quiet down. Pipe down. How did we get to Neil deGrasse this early?
I was wondering, but I wasn't going to ask.
I don't have it in the notes or anything.
No, you definitely don't.
This is what happens when we're left to our own devices. Who has texted us? Do we have a text?
We do.
Yeah.
It says, thank you for getting rid of TikTok. So I was trying to look it up to see there's some info on try doing it in airplane mode.
Oh.
But it says you got to open it, close it, reopen it in airplane mode.
And then you can get in there and do your business.
The TOS shouldn't pop up and you can delete your account. I'm going to continue to look into this.
I'm going to try that. That sounds
because dope. I was really stumped. And I just don't have the time or bandwidth right now to remember those kind of things. Like, oh, right, I need to get that. So I have to do it that second, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, I needed to do mm-hmm. that. So I had like seconds yesterday and tried to delete it, you know, go to it and was like, oh, crap. Wait.
Oh, crap.
Oh, I can't get past. I can't get past
can't
this.
That's the terms of service.
And you definitely told us that.
Mm-hmm.
That there was no getting past those without agreeing. But I really thought maybe I could get to my profile and just delete. So
thank you, Texter. Agreed. Neil is right about everything but the aliens. Such a...
I don't know about everything.
Such a imbecile in that respect. So...
Didn't he recently do or say some really silly stuff not about aliens?
I'm pretty sure he has. I'm pretty sure he has. Yeah. Neil is going... Yeah, because people are like, his allegations are going to start popping up. That's why he's doing weird stuff.
Well, that's right. And they started.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. So I suggest, now that you found what may be a workaround, do that. Attempt that first before doing any additional research, before they switch, before they make changes to the application.
Before they switch the flip.
Yeah, where that no longer is an option.
Okay, guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this while we're all here together.
And yeah, I love it.
Going.
I love it. Yeah. So, okay, on,
so when you open.
It gives you a little bit. It gives you a little peek.
Holy crap.
So while Morgan is doing a live testing of the TikTok removal steps, I'm going to tell you what we're talking about today. In local news, delayed rental aid puts formerly houseless Portland woman at risk of losing housing. Bruh. And in national news, Amazon confirms 16,000 more layoffs after an accidental internal alert.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
okay.
Wild.
This is even weirder.
Okay.
I opened it.
Mm-hmm.
No TOS. Straight to the timeline.
once you put airplane mode on?
I'm not in airplane mode because you need to open it,
yeah,
close it, then reopen.
Uh-huh.
But in my open, the first open, no TOS.
Delete now. Hurry up.
While I'm you're trying.
Oh, yeah. I was like, before it changes. Oh, you got a window. It's like we're in the Matrix now. It's
deactivate cool. or delete. I'm on it.
Bam.
I want to delete account permanently.
This is awesome. MJ's found the way in, you guys. If you have any issues, attempt to do it
I'm
now.
I'm going
to
put another reason, and I'm going to say American ownership.
Boom.
Ownership.
It was so flimsy, their argument. It was just so flimsy. We wanted to, you know, for security reasons, we need to make sure that TikTok is American owned and controlled. Only for them to take control and do the BS. I'm not a fan. And I was warming up to TikTok. I was getting some good engagement over there. Starting to have some fun with it. You know? But nope. Out of here.
So I'm at the Portland Morgan. Delete this account. Your account will be deactivated for 30 days and won't be visible to the public. During deactivation time, you can reactivate your TikTok account anytime.
Nice.
After 30 days, your account and data will be deleted permanently. If you delete your account, you won't be able to log in and use any TikTok services with that account. You will lose access to all your videos. Information that isn't stored in your account, such as direct messages, may still be visible to others. Information that is not stored in TikTok servers, such as drafts, will be removed and you won't be able to download it. You won't be able to get a refund on any items you purchased or received. Do you want to continue? Big time.
Boom. Someone said, fantastic rising. So glad to not have any of them apps. You know what, man?
I'm going to say that sounds like P-Town.
That's but blessings. Yeah, man. The app addiction, the scroll is tough, bro. It's tough. I found did I find it on Instagram? There's an alternative to the ticks and the talks called Upscrolled.
Oh, yeah.
Dinesh. Yeah, Dinesh said something about it. Yeah.
Delete Portland Morgan. Delete.
Deleted. Look at you.
Boom.
Look at you. Big time. Welcome back. Absolutely not.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Okay, good job. Good job.
All right, y'all. I'm done.
Boom. All right. I'm on mine after the show.
Woo. Yeah. Woo, yeah.
We're going off the grid.
Just in case L&J Industries happen to be listening because they happen to be in the car, because they happen to be taking dad to his doctor appointment. Hello. Good morning. I love you both.
Mm-hmm.
And so thankful for the village that we have.
For real, bro.
Because, you know, real quick, and this is not a thing we were going to talk about, but there are so many different things that old people have to do.
Yeah, it's true.
Older people. I mean, and I don't say that with any disparaging. Age bracket.
Yeah.
There's so many things. And it's like, do you expect these? Like, how are we going to get there to every single one? Is there a life outside of this?
Right.
Is that, you know, like I was looking into some of those, you know, they come and get you and take you to your doctor appointments and stuff like that. And
transports.
Thank you. Apparently in the Washington, they're not really, they just come and get you and drop you off. Right. Which, not mad at that, but if you have any sort of major, no, if you have, like, if you're in a wheelchair, there's accommodation for that, right? Mm-hmm. In the way that a ramp or whatnot. Mm-hmm. If you have mobility issues but are not chair bound or like there's so no real help, right? And as you know, once you getting a person with mobility issues to the car is one thing. But once you get to the place, we need to get out of the car. We need to navigate whatever this, you know, medical building is. If you are riding with me, we are so close to late that you know, there's no wiggle room for.
Yeah. When you get there, someone needs to get out to get the wheelchair to the person, get them in it. And what you're saying is this transport service pulls up and is like, okay, deuces.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was like, oh, that's not even an option.
No.
Because that wouldn't work. She would just be laying on the ground.
Sheesh.
Outside of, you know, Vancouver Clinic or whatever. Because there's no way. Oh, like that. The way that my dad has gone, like dropped my mom off, gone to park the car and come back and she has fallen is too many. So I'm like, there's no way that I'm setting her up for that.
I don't like it.
Anyway.
We got a good divesting from Evil Tech Morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
And
oh, that was P-Town. Good morning, P-Town.
Okay, so yeah, I got to put the contacts back in. All right.
But it's also a new number for P-Town. I saw last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Michelle's name didn't pop up. There's no names popping up.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got to put the
number. Oh, you're blind.
Put the contacts back in.
You're riding
blind. Someone said,
okay.
How am I still looking at the news of my fiance Flickr page? Is that Rudo?
That's got to be Rudo.
Jeez. Not a Flickr page.
Run it up. That would be so
Whoa.
Tight.
Oh, that's wild.
Rudo, can you make us one real quick?
Do you really want Rudo to make us a Flickr page?
No.
What?
Take it back.
The images
dump button.
That you
Hits
will see.
The dump button. Make it so he never hears this.
He will have you out there like Nicki Minaj in a white coat in the White House shaking hands with MAGA.
Segway King. Crown him. Did we see it?
Oh, I saw some of it.
Did we care? No.
Catch the people.
Fiancés.
Yeah.
We've talked about Nicki Minaj before. What are they calling her? Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
MAGA Minaj.
That's how you, yes. I was like, it's not Minaj, but there's some thing here. MAGA Minaj. Imagine.
She's pretty much pledged fealty to him.
Previously undocumented person in this country. Who has previously spoken about how seen, you know, I think it was just 2021 or 2022 when she was like, these separations are just insane. Imagine being, you know, a toddler and being ripped from your parents.
Right. Right.
And then today... She is not only, I mean, she's been making her conservative pivot for a bit.
Yeah.
But the TPUSA Erica Kirk bag, I think, opened her eyes a little more to just how much money is out there in that space. And, you know, who I guess doesn't want money? Anyway, for whatever reason, you know, she showed up and talked about, what was that, like a month and a half ago, where she was talking about...
at the United Nations?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like a month ago.
Where she's like, I can't believe that, you know... You guys aren't up in arms about all of these Christians being killed in Nigeria. And if this were any other religion, there would be so much to say. But because we are persecuted Christians, she should be used to it. But, you know, obviously we are continuously the victims of religious discrimination or something like
right.
that.
Right. Girl, please.
Then she does the Erica Kirk thing where she sits on stage and calls J.D. Vance an assassin to the woman whose husband was assassinated. Not that she clocked it. I'm sure she didn't care because Erica Kirk is like, money, 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 money. right.
Money, please.
Money, please.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we did such a good job getting money. Mm. Charlie would be so proud of us for working so hard and me being such a girl boss.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is wild because what did Charlie Kirk tell everybody? You need to have a woman at home taking care of your kids because that her role is to be the matriarch of the family. You get to be the girl boss of the family. But you don't go out there and use skills and stuff and talk to people. No. Right. You can't be out there working.
How dare you?
What kind of man would I be if I couldn't just make sure that you were barefoot and pregnant at all times? But now, here we are. Girl boss. Husband dies. Girl boss. Anyway, Nikki, yes. Oh, okay. So Trump doesn't know who she is, you know, like
at all.
Like he knows the name. Maybe they did an Celebrity Apprentice episode or so. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they've been in the same room or something, but he really doesn't know who she is.
Right.
And you could tell that by his introduction because it was like number one female rapper.
Oh my God.
Number one selling female rapper, something like that. It's like my daughter was losing her mind and wanted to be here because she was going to be here.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But she's in the wrong country right now. So, you know.
Oh my God.
Sucks to be whichever daughter he was talking about. Ivanka, obviously, because he does not claim Tiffany.
How do you think Candace Owens is taking this?
Which part?
You know, Nikki's ascension? Yeah. In conservative space.
I think she probably doesn't. She wouldn't have cared and she would have found a way for this to benefit her.
Mm-hmm.
If she weren't doing this with, if she wasn't like tying herself into TPUSA stuff.
Okay.
But Candace is beefing with TPUSA because they're like just moving on and sucking every dollar out of Charlie Kirk's death that they possibly can.
Yeah.
That of all people, the work wife, if you will, Candace Owens out here keeping it lit for her man.
Not keeping it lit.
Trying to make sure everybody understands this is not what a grieving wife is supposed to look like.
Mm. Candace.
Just more and more, like, that audio came out. Anyway, well, okay, Morgan, stick to it. So Nikki gets announced, you know, introduced by Trump, but then he also tells someone else to come up, and Nikki comes up, and she's like, I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I'm just Trump's number one fan. And it's never gonna change.
Woohoo. Yay for you. Yay for you. Yay.
What does it mean? I mean, so all the speculation is this is, you know, some sort of we're looking for pardons or we are looking for money.
Right.
Proximity to either two,
right,
to power or money that will help her move forward. I don't know. But just like everything else, it isn't just like, oh, this is hypocritical. It's just that none of the things they talk about do they actually care about.
Yeah.
They just want to do oppression. It doesn't matter if they pick up a couple of black ladies on the way and say, you ride with us to the oppression.
Get on in here.
Yours is going to look different.
What do you got going on? Nothing? Get
you
on in
work
here.
Work in the big house?
Yeah. Take a ride with us.
You don't want to be in the field. Come with me.
Come on.
Like, I don't even know what self-preservation thing she thinks she's doing, I guess, is what I'm saying. So the speculation is like she needs these things, but I'm like, and you're going to get it from him?
Right.
And you're going to get it from him as you lose one of the most rabid fan bases of all time?
Of all time. Of all time. Of all you completely turned on them. I mean, the amount
of time that it took to cultivate that and lock those people into that cult.
Yeah.
All for you to be like, actually, I'm going to align myself with the person that thinks most of you aren't people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
That's wild. That's wild.
That is wild. We're seeing a lot of fun pivots from, you know, I'm not looking for political commentary from Nicki Minaj.
Why aren't you?
Be for real. I'm sorry. I didn't even know what to say.
Oh, wow, MJ. No space for her, huh? No space for her political musings.
Absolutely not.
No.
Not when you have been, by all accounts, cocaine bear on the internet in front of us for like 6 years straight.
You think that's when she came up with the idea to switch? She was like, oh, Eureka.
But I mean, maybe.
Give me another line. I think I'm onto something.
It's also like, you're that, and then you're doing so many Percocets that you can't tell that your husband is stealing your money. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, right. I don't, it's the crossfade of it all for me. I'm just like, don't understand how in the world we continue to do the drugs that do not go together. And that,
pause.
What?
The crossfade? Explain.
Ambush is the time for you to wake up?
My 8 o'clock alarm went off.
No.
That being said, you're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Crossfade? Explain. You said the crossfade of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, explain what crossfading is.
So, like, it's you're intoxicated by more than one thing,
okay.
And it's like the combination is not the move.
Okay, I'm gonna pause you right there. This is the second time I've had to ask that question, not of you, but of someone here on the West Coast in the Pacific Northwest. When I was interviewing the students at an Evergreen School District for the podcast about substance abuse.
Yeah.
One of the kids was talking about, they'd be getting crossfaded. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll be able to deduce what that means. And
we're going to get a context clue here.
Yeah. We're two or three sessions later and he said it again. And I was like, crossfaded. What is, you said crossfaded. What does that mean? And then they pretty much broke it down the same way you did, using this drug and that drug together. Boom, boom, boom. And I was just like, crossfaded. So that's what made me think that maybe this was some new youthful term. This is just
number one. Nothing's new, you know.
Facts.
Like, there ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
No, crossfaded is just I don't know. I guess maybe it's a West Coast term that
I think was
a West Coast term.
And it sounds like it may have come from DJ culture because
the
crossfader is literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fader.
Very possible.
Bottom of the mixer.
It literally is like, I just remember being like a teenager.
Wow.
And people talking about like, oh, bro was so crossfaded. Like, like that was a bad night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
This is awesome.
Okay. So I was saying for her, it's like you're going into psychosis. You're doing cocaine and Percocets. And it's like these things are not like each other. And they are and they aren't. But you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
An upper and a downer. And the results are not always the same. You know, they get crossed. It gets mixed.
Right.
It's not always. Sometimes I guess you could be crossfaded and fine, and there's also you can crossfade and it ain't the way.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj is ruining her career and her life. And, you know, sorry to her child.
Rudo said, good morning and thoughts and prayers to all the Barbs.
That's it. That's it. That literally is all I have for them, too. You get thoughts and prayers and Nicki gets dust.
He said, Christmas tree, snowy weed.
You're teaching Ambush everything.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay.
Which, just so you know, they may call that in some areas a Whitney Houston.
Oh. Or smoking a woo.
Oh, is that what they? Mm-hmm. No, I thought they. That wasn't dust.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a dust.
Yeah,
no,
nah, them, yeah. Y'all East Coasters was doing some wild stuff, man. Yeah,
you're right.
Well, we just do some PCP over here. No big deal.
P-Town said, Nicki wants to be the first to perform in the new ballroom.
She's just, you know, doing inaugurations everywhere.
Yo, that, oh, man. That's funny.
Oh, remember last week we were talking about the, was it last week? Ludacris was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then he hit the dump button and he was like, hey, nobody even asked me about that. They just put my name on a flyer.
This is a miscommunication.
Whoa, I never said yes.
Sir, did you return your deposit? Did you return your deposit?
Because Ambush, you're asking too many questions. He said he had no idea about any of this, and you need to absolutely not ask follow-up questions.
Well, you know what?
Is what Luda said.
He has spent a great degree of his career as an actor, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not falling for this one, though. This is one role.
Oh.
You didn't quite nail it, sir. Before your name gets on that, you got a deposit. Don't play these games. It's me.
I disagree.
It's me. Oh, do you?
I big disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
One, these are not concert promoters that are putting these kind of things on.
Sure.
Right? Two, you've been on a flyer before that you didn't get paid for and didn't even know you was supposed to be performing.
I am also not Ludacris.
Certainly.
Yeah.
But I mean, the point is that people... That does happen.
Sure.
When it comes to TPUSA or whoever's organization that is just, again, just going to extract as much coin as they possibly can out of their latest martyr, these are not event promoters in that way, and they are also not professional in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, do I necessarily believe Ludacris? No, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Is the potential there that could have happened? I think absolutely yes.
Yeah, I think there's potential for everything.
Okay.
To be clear, like, you are 100% correct. There is potential that they just threw his name on the fly.
Kyle?
Kyle, clip it.
Timestamp. The timestamp's 806.
What I'm saying is, when it comes to artists of a certain caliber, putting their name on a flyer isn't like putting my name on a flyer. You open yourself up for all the penalties, all the litigations, all the things, right? And because I don't believe Ludacris, and I believe he would do anything for the right size bag, you got a deposit. This is something you did agree to. This is something you did agree to.
Why do you think he would do anything for the right size bag? What's
the amount of sequels he's in? That should have stopped. That you shouldn't still be doing. It's
Fast
no longer.
Fast and Furious is not. Okay, hold on. First of all, Dom told you this is about family. Okay? We have seen what appeared to be the most ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most ridiculous amount of movies to come from. What is this called when you have that many? Is it?
I don't know. They're like 10,
Rudo,
right?
Help. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well.
It's like a franchise of franchises. There's so many spinoffs.
There's multiple spinoffs.
Yeah, that have their own trilogies, I think.
I want you to think about, just hearken back to the moment when, oh God, what is his name? Group. Dom. What's his name?
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
I need you to know that the only thing that was happening in my mind was Ving Rhames, and it was obviously not his name.
Vin Diesel.
Oh, boy. Vin Diesel.
Vin Rhames.
Vin Diesel went at one Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, he did.
Out loud. There's a video of him crying. There's, you know, all the, like, he was like, this is our family, brother. How could you do that? Don't break up the family. Like, it,
that was
so obviously.
That was embarrassing as a fellow black. That was embarrassing.
Obviously, this means more to some than it does to others.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And they are going to make as many movies as letters in Paul Walker's name to finally give him the, you know, yes, that's you again. Okay. You snooze.
I must have snoozed.
It's okay. 9 minutes later. We are amateur hour today.
Oh my God, sorry,
y'all. We haven't even talked about news. I mean, I know you.
Yeah.
You said what we're going to do, but wow. Anyway.
Man, yeah.
It's so much bigger. You know, okay. I think that they have to make as many films as letters in Paul Walker's name in order to properly.
Go
don't
on.
Jump ahead.
I'm not.
What's it called?
Memorialize
and respect the legacy and all of that. I'm pretty positive that's what happens in team meeting pitches. Vin Diesel, I almost said it again. Vin Diesel is just like
Vin Vaughn.
Vin Vaughn. Tabernacle. Vin Vaughn is like, you got to do this one for Paul, you guys.
Again?
Yes.
You got to do it for Paul again?
You know, Paul and I had great dreams of making a 20 film franchise.
Imagine him walking to the office. Guys,
we're on 11.
So I had a seance, talked to Paul last night.
Yes.
The direction he wants to go with the next three films is.
I think. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And I think that it's easy to talk people into that.
Meanwhile, because Ludacris hasn't decided to hop off of this train, his acting career is that. See, with Common. Another rapper who
don't
acts.
Do this. I don't think you want to do this.
Common, while in many films,
is
still
just
playing
Common.
The same. It's Common.
He's just a man from Chicago. Common is a man from Chicago in every role he has played.
Every role.
And he's the same man
in
from Chicago.
In the different branches of government that he's in.
Yes. He's security. He's a cop. He's security. He's a cop.
He's a general.
He's a general.
He's a mercenary.
He's a cop.
He's a basketball player. I mean.
Well, that was his first major role, and he's never picked up the ball again.
Yeah.
We all saw the legs and said, this isn't real. Not getting anywhere on those, buddy.
Those aren't hooping legs.
You miss leg day every day. I'm just kidding, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. Too much.
I don't know what the nail picture is up there. That's them.
That's Trump. And
because one.
So what that diaper do?
Oh, okay.
Who said
that? Yikes. Who said that? I can't see pictures from over here. So I don't even. Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. He said it was like, good morning.
Yo.
Hilaire.
Who is this from Cali? Because I got to know. So, yeah, Trump did say, I love the nails. I'm going to grow my nails out. And I love them.
Rudo said, it's called a Godzilla of films.
Oh,
He also said P-Town killed it. It's called the Godzilla of films.
That's amazing. That thank you, Rudo.
Thanks.
Wow. Oh. Also, is it Harper responding from Rudo's phone right now? Because actual regular answer without major sass coming through, I'm confused on if that's actually Rudo.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
You know?
That could be. Thank Anywho. You, P-Town. So, LOL, you ambush your giggle has me dying over. When you said she's trying to be the first to perform in the new ballroom, fam, that hit. Like, of course that's what she wants to do. There's no way she hasn't had that conversation already. Listen, she's already come through with the deck, the proposal for the inaugural, all of it. What? Oh, that is so hilarious. That's the long game.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Barf. Just barf. Wants no parts. You know?
Are you sure, Morgan?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
I want no parts. I want her to be for real. Like, this is just... No one wants this.
No one.
And this wasn't supposed to take up so much time, so apologies. We had other...
It's true. I do want to ask you this, though. What happens when she attempts to return to music? Do you even see... She's going to, at some point, return to music. Will it be MAGA music? Quite possibly.
That'd be so stupid. That would be...
Look at your face. She can legitimize other MAGA artists by collaborating with them.
She couldn't.
Okay, I'll take it back. She could attempt to legitimize.
Because this is the thing. You have to be legitimate to legitimize someone else. She is doing nothing but losing every single part of what her rap and hip hop cachet was.
Yeah.
You've lost it. You lost it with Bigfoot. Yeah. When she put out Bigfoot, which... This morning, I saw it was like 2 years ago today, Nicki Minaj put out Bigfoot and Variety called it the worst rap song of 2024.
Oh, Variety.
Has she made music since then? She's doing all of it at the same time. Yeah. She's being anti-woman. Anti-black woman, like very loudly, extra loudly, pro-abuser.
Yeah.
And now just, you know, adding the layer of let me talk to the people that feel the exact same way I do.
Yeah.
Like, in that regard, I don't care for these other women, and I don't care for... the poors, you know? Yeah. I want
and
no
certainly
parts.
Certainly not the immigrants.
Like she's warped.
Mm.
And so you've already lost the plot a long time ago for the legacy you were trying to create for yourself. And the Pink Friday.
That's no longer an option. That's completely out the
window. It's gone. Yeah. It's the same way that. Kanye is never going to have what he had.
Yeah, impossible.
He'll never be able to just sell you a blank CD again. You know what I mean? But there was a time if he would have put anything out. It could have been a blank CD.
Anything.
And Morgan Jones would have found a way to describe why it was genius.
Yeah. Yep.
There's nothing on here. You got to have certain levels of hearing in order to hear the genius coming from his mind.
There's nothing on here, but there's so much on here.
But in the silence, really sit with it. There's so much happening.
He gave us silence. Huh? Like, he gave us 2 hours of silence. Have you played it?
It's I bet you haven't even played it and look at you with your bad attitude.
Right, and let me guess, you put it on and started doing something else. And you could have just sat there.
You didn't
even
sit there and listen.
That was your time. He gave you that. Yeah, he definitely could have pulled that off.
Yeah.
It was a double disc.
Never again.
A double disc of silence.
Yes. Never again. So we've seen what those returns look like, too. Like Ye going and being like, oh, I'll do some church music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm just, hey, let's do the gospel now.
Oh, and goodness. It's like Krishan. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what's happening.
Yes.
Michelle said, who's joining the MAGA Live Aid? Nikki, Ted Nugent. Kid Rock on a track together? And Rudo said, how dare you, madame? I'm saving my signature sass for your month of histories.
I knew it. I knew it. I absolutely knew it. I was just drawing it out of you. I knew February was going to come into this at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
Real quick, to the point of who's joining the MAGA Live Aid, I was saying Ludacris was not on that one thing. Mm-hmm. Well, there is like some Valentine's show happening, and they got DaBaby to be on there because he is in high demand. And if you'll remember, he at some point was out here with that red hat on, taking big pictures with his big smile.
I did not remember that.
Oh, well, I can't wait to show you.
Great.
So he's doing that proudly, happily. That's the person. I don't think Ludacris will do anything. Like, he'll do anything for a bag. Because we don't see him doing enough. Mm-hmm. There's too many bags out here to make that statement. He be chilling.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I don't think I look at Fast and Furious, honestly, as like that is
his life's work.
No, Vin Vaughn's life work. Like, that's his. Dang it.
I manifested it. Inception. We got Vin Rames. We got Vin Vaughn. We got Vin Diesel.
It's that one. give me multiple choices and I got it.
I'll take Vin Diesel for 300.
I will take Vin Diesel for 1,000, Alex. I honestly, wholly, and truly believe that this is his life work. And he's just talked them into it. It's just, we're a family. The family is for real. We're, you know what I mean? Like, he means it. And I think they're all still doing it just to, like, help him grieve or something. Because how else are helicopters and cars and chains and
swinging cars. Space, and the cars going into space.
The cars went to space, y'all. And I ain't even seen that movie. So, you know, I mean, really. It's just that I think he's just working out his grief.
The Godzilla of films. It's him working out his grief.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just, you got to slow walk it, I guess, to get all the way back to where we can, you know, meet Paul Walker at the end.
Okay. All right. Because at some point, once the technology, they're just going to keep making films so the technology makes it possible to put Paul Walker back in a film.
Now you feel me.
Okay. Now this, okay. Okay. Red strings on the board. I see what's going on now.
I've nailed it.
It took me a while. Thank you for leading me through the pasture. You cultist.
I'm going to say I apologize to every fiance listening to this today. This not our intention.
That's not where the news spend, is supposed to go.
Yeah, this isn't where the news. None of this is news.
MAGA Minaj just really owned the day.
Opens the door.
Yeah. I guess. So much more.
Just bars. Mm. I'd love a music break.
All right. We're going to do a music break, and then we're going to come back with some actual news. Why, what happened?
No.
Oh, I thought, okay. You got to text us up. Okay. All right. Doing a music break. Be back with the actual news in a sec. And we are back. Welcome back to News My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Right here on X-Ray FM. Oh, big stretch.
Wow.
All right.
Absolutely disrespectful. Gonna pass that stretch yawn on over to the whole world here.
Yeah,
when you do everybody, it on the radio.
Everybody, stop what you're doing. Take a pause. Take a deep breath. And on that exhale, you want to stretch.
Okay.
What? I was doing, that's like I was doing, you know, like yoga stuff. Why are you prohibiting?
I'm not.
Listen, just saying I'm not doesn't mean that you're not. Okay, nice try. Nice try. So a stern I'm not does not actually mean that you aren't.
What is this?
Yeah.
some kind of interrogation? Excuse me, let me get back to work, okay?
Fine, fine. Thanks for showing up.
You're welcome. Fiancés, we talk about capitalism and the symptoms and the ills of such frequently. Today is absolutely zero difference.
Yeah.
Because we're still doing it. It's all still happening. All of those terrible things. So delayed rental aid puts formerly houseless Portland woman at risk of losing housing. I read this story this weekend this week. What is the today? Thursday.
Yeah.
So it had to be Monday or Tuesday. No, it was Monday because I almost had it for Monday night. And I took it and was like, this is for Thursday.
Yeah. The week went kind of fast.
The week has gone by crazy fast.
You know why?
I read this story and was like, great, just another reason. Mm. We really need our systems to be serious, and they are not. And so we absolutely have to not just, disrupt. Things have to change.
Yeah.
So after nearly a decade living on the streets of Portland, Guinevere McCow believed she had finally found stability when she moved into an affordable housing complex in Northeast Portland. The transition followed time spent in a shelter and marked a turning point in her recovery from addiction and houselessness. It was amazing, she said. It gave us stability. Guinevere, who uses a wheelchair and is also recovering from heroin and fentanyl addiction, said having a home has been essential to her health. Mm. Being indoors allows her to maintain a proper diet, receive help from a caretaker, and focus on recovery. Quote, it allows me to eat a proper diet, to cook, to have a caretaker come help. And she credits housing as a key factor in her progress.
What do you know, MJ? It sounds like something you've been screaming from the top of the hills for quite some time.
Well, it's amazing to me how anybody could think that you could work on anybody's long-term issue, whether that is mental health, addiction, and they have nowhere to be to do that.
Yeah. You can't do that in the shelter?
You can't,
come on.
You can't do that in the shelter that you have to leave at 7 in the morning and get all your stuff out and then come back and get in line at 2 p.m. and wait until they open it until 6 or whatever. You know? Mm. Like, nah. The caretaker doesn't come see you in line while you wait.
Right.
And having so many different kinds of caretakers looking, helping my mom in different ways. She had PT, she had OT, she had a nurse coming. Occupational therapy, which is how do you live your life? You know, like your everyday things. So like they were teaching, working with her on how to navigate the kitchen because she hadn't been up and walking in the kitchen and doing stuff in there anymore. Wow. So it was
maybe lean against this surface.
Exactly. What are the safe ways for you to do this? Huh. Here's what you need in order to make, here are the things you need to do to be able to be safe while doing these everyday things.
That's a specialty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So knowing that there are all of those different kinds of care that can come into a home that you don't have to be at a hospital for or a medical building for. They can come to you. If there is no home for them to come to.
Yeah.
And there is no way for, this is not the kind of services you get without having a home for them to come to.
Yeah.
It's changing, the physical therapy is changing my mom's life. Like, she is getting completely more mobile.
Yeah,
and she would not be able to get out of the house twice a week, multiple hours a day, in order to go to a building to do that, and then come back. She'd be, number one, completely exhausted, and that would be the end of everything for her that day. But it's at home. They're coming to her. She can do two appointments in a day.
Right. They're anyway. Training her how to like relearn using her body, basically.
Yeah, in safer ways because your body has changed.
Your muscles have changed. Your bone density has changed. The way you used to do things, if you try to continue to do things that way, you may injure yourself.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And a lot. Like, there's so many things that we do wrong unsafely every day. The way that people hold knives, you know? Yeah. Like, but you don't know it because you're not cutting yourself. You don't, but if you are much weaker than you have been.
Right.
If you don't have that same coordination.
You're right.
All of it. Then all of a sudden, you may just be cutting a finger instead of a carrot. You know? Like, if you don't have some sort of safeguards for the way that you. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've gotten way off of the
track. No, this has story. Been very interesting.
Okay. Sorry. I've now lost. There we go. Living on about $900 a month in Social Security income, Murkow splits a $1,600 monthly rent with a roommate, leaving little margin for unexpected expenses. Mm. In February 2025, she was approved for 6 months of rental assistance through CARE Oregon, a Medicaid-coordinated care organization under a program designed to address health-related social needs such as housing. Despite the approval, Murkow said the payments never arrived.
Whoa.
As months passed without assistance, she said she relied on a credit card to avoid eviction, undoing years of effort to rebuild her financial standing. Quote, it's stressful, she said through tears. I just fixed my credit and now I'm ruining it all over again.
Oh, goodness.
She said the fear of losing housing also raises the risks of relapse. I can't do that. I can't do that again. I could die. CARE Oregon declined an interview, but said in a statement that the program was not intended to be a long-term housing solution and that demand far exceeds available resources. The nonprofit Hacienda Community Development Corporation, which manages Murkow's apartment complex, said her situation is not unique. Records show roughly $320,000 in unpaid rent balances across Hacienda's low-income properties, some tied to delayed or unpaid rental assistance. 4 days after KGW contacted CARE Oregon about this case, she said the organization reached out to confirm it would begin paying her rent and cover her internet bill starting next month. While relieved, Murkow said she remains concerned for others still waiting on help. I felt bad because I know there are so many more people that are going through this and really need that help, she said, adding that stable housing has given her peace of mind and, most importantly, a sense of safety.
What are these? It was just like $20 million of unspent money for housing, for houselessness.
Wasn't it more than that? Yeah.
Let's say minimum $20
million. Yeah.
What?
Where's that? Missing money?
And Keith Wilson's Green Portland, Oregon is going on right now.
I think his vision. Mission, vision, values, guys. I don't know how this happens. I don't know how. Why does, like, you know, so CARE Oregon approves her for help. The help never happens. The news gets involved. The help happens. What happened on that in between where the rental assistance isn't getting paid, but is approved? It's right. Different to me when you're saying the need, you know, far exceeds what they have. That's fully understandable. Obviously. We're in a housing and houseless crisis. So, yeah, there's far more, you know, demand than you have supply, I guess. Right. That said, You don't say, yes, you're approved, we'll start paying your rent, and then that sits on someone's desk for 6 months, right? Like, that's, you don't say, yes, you're approved, we, without saying when you're gonna pay,
yes,
or...
you're approved, we're gonna pay your rent. They don't start paying the rent. If she didn't have that credit card to fall back on, she may have been evicted. And then, by the time Care Oregon, I don't know, catches up and says, we're ready to start payments, she has no place to be.
Right.
And then, oh, okay.
Oh, so you've been on the next client. Yeah, you've been on the street again for how long then? Like, the point of this for Care Oregon, it, to my understanding, is that you understand that this is, that housing is essential to health. So as a healthcare coordinator, you are also taking on rental assistance. I don't understand what you mean by you are approved and there is no payment made. I do not understand what you mean by $320,000 outstanding total against just that nonprofit's properties. And so they are not evicting people waiting for the money from Care Oregon because they know that the assistance has been right. approved. And so they're like, okay, we're not going to evict you just yet, I guess.
Like you,
and then
you, you
she's paying some stuff. This. She's paying what yeah. she can. This is not a unique story whatsoever. And it's just inexcusable. It's absolutely inexcusable when you are sweeping people off the street. You are spending the money that we could be, that could be used to house folks, to pay rental assistance. You are using that to displace people, put them nowhere, add more gridlock to the stupid misdemeanor section of, you know what I mean? Of, right. the, of the court rolls.
Right.
Putting warrants out for homeless people's arrest because they don't show up to court?
This
for a ticket?
This level of incompetence is far too common. And I think to an extent almost promoted in the way that people continue to maintain their jobs. $320,000 in the larger scheme of just city financing is not, I want to repeat, is not a lot of money. It really isn't. There is probably someone within our government that makes that much. That's their annual salary. It's not a lot of money. And for those funds, for that to be going unpaid and affecting so many different people's lives is ridiculous. Like, that is... How is that not on purpose? How is
and
it
how
not on purpose?
How do you not answer for that? How do you not say, oh, no, she misunderstood. When we sent her her approval letter, we told her we couldn't start paying until 2027. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what in what regard are you giving? Are you saying, yes, we can help you? And then just don't do it. And you know that this is not like this woman. No way she hasn't been talking to her care coordinator.
No way she hasn't been calling.
No right. way she hasn't been showing up there.
Right.
Because she can't afford to go. Exactly.
Right. right. She can't afford to not.
Shout out to P-Town. P-Town, two texts real quick. One, becoming stabilized is a baseline of success after exiting hell. The key has always been being able to exit.
Mm-hmm.
And then says, trauma does not always include blood and displaced body parts. Recovering from trauma takes everything. That's the deal.
Yeah, and this is additional trauma.
This is additional. And it's unnecessary. Because what you're telling me is that this is a program that exists to do exactly what I need done. I need rental assistance. You can give it to me for 6 months. You have approved it. It's you're supposed to pay those people directly. Or you get a voucher.
Right.
And I give it to them. Like, there are so many ways that this can not only just be a streamlined process, but also February of 2025. That is a full year ago.
Yeah. Full year.
February starts Sunday. That's a full year ago. And it wasn't until the news gets involved and is able to have a reporter asking questions that Care Oregon is like, oh, we're on it. Did you find the Post-it? You found the Post-it with the account number that you were supposed to set up for auto pay and then you never did? Like, what happened?
Right. The team that's supposed to be doing this, the team that is responsible for this, what do you have them doing now? What have they been tied up in?
The same thing. And again, I'm trying to try and be clear that I am not like trying to blame workers in this moment. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
There's very obviously systemic issues mm-hmm. with assistance. Purposefully.
Yeah.
The entire point of electing new people and trying to get some new ideas and new vision, new mission, new values in an elected position is so that they can lead the change and that this is a kind of thing that would be addressed. Keith Wilson is absolutely unequipped for this job. And unequipped for the promises that he made.
Yep. Yep.
And we knew that.
Yeah.
The promises he was making in the, you know, while running weren't, they weren't real. Anybody saying I'm going to fix homelessness is not real. Anybody saying in the first however long I'm going to do this isn't real.
It's like we're not even talking about the same thing. For that to be your response. Oh, homelessness? Gonna fix Solved. It in a year. What?
You literally have to be governing. You have to be leading. You have to be moving like a Mamdani. You cannot.
Yeah.
You cannot be in here towing any line except for the people's line.
And part of that means you've prepared.
Part of that means it. You mean what you
yes,
say.
You have the answers.
And you say what exactly. you mean. And you want to do the actions of getting people housed.
That was one of the things that was an earmark of Mamdani's campaign and what knocked other politicians off their feet. Because they all make claims. But then when they're asked about it, he was the only one that had plans. Oh, this is what we're going to do, and we'll do it like this, and we'll do, and we'll accomplish it by that. And by this time, right. Yeah. You can't just come in, I'm going to solve homelessness in a year.
It's such a silly, empty thing to do and say. And I'm very worked up about this simply because we do not have alternatives.
No.
No, and if you are even halfway serious about wanting to solve homelessness, the easiest thing to do is to keep someone in their current home.
Right. Right.
What do you mean?
That's so easy.
It's the Phase cheapest, one. Easiest,
Phase one.
Most effective thing to do. It makes absolutely zero sense to me that that department who pays the rental assistance isn't always on. You know what I mean? Like, there's a, what do you mean?
And that's just for the Hacienda properties.
No, that right? money. Yeah, the $320,000.
That's just
grand,
for the Hacienda Park. That's just
their nonprofits' properties. We don't right. know how many properties that is.
We don't know how many other units nonprofits they're in. They have contracts with that are also defaulted.
Right.
Right.
And what does it mean to any of these places when the city state says, "Here's my IOU"?
Yeah.
I mean, we're really talking outside the whole neck at some point, yeah. right? Like the neck is a hole, because not only are you pro-business and pro, you know, we got to make sure that the Portland's an inviting place for people to develop, but then you don't pay the people that developed and then are providing, you know, low-income housing.
Yeah, that's a very...
You don't pay them?
That's a very tight position to be in as a nonprofit, where you're providing services to, you know, members of the community that desperately need those services.
Yes.
And
you're relying on...
Yeah, the city or the state. Like, this is the person, this is the entity you have a contract with. In your mind, it's like, this is the government.
This is the government.
Guaranteed.
This is a guaranteed contract. Not going to be an issue. There's no way the money won't get paid. But I guess we're all Trump, right? Like, every government entity is just like, I'm going to get to it when I get to it.
Right. Nasty work.
And if she loses her housing, which thankfully she's not, but, you know, we're talking about, I'm sorry. No,
go.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
I'm stressed about the story. Oh.
We're talking about a person who lived on the streets for 10 years and knows exactly the toll that it takes. Mm. Knows exactly what you need to do to be able to go to sleep. And I'm never going to get over this. I'm never going to get over the whole idea that people were able to get duped by these people just want to live for free and do drugs.
Right.
Not from a person taking an Ambien. Not from a person that is taking, you know, whatever the nighttime sleep aid that you're mm-hmm. taking to get your best night's rest. Not you. You have no idea what it would even mean to be outside that cold. That hungry. Mm-hmm. That thirsty. That degraded. I'm doing every drug. There's no way that existence can do it sober. I just don't even know what you mean.
No, it's not possible. It really is.
How do you go to bed? How do you fall asleep in that?
Jeez.
Because when other people want to sleep outside on purpose, they have tents, they have campers, they have blow-up mattresses, mm-hmm. and a bunch of drugs and liquor in their car. But somehow it's okay to do that, no problem.
Right.
But if this person loses their housing, there is no quick fix. There is no, I'll just get back on. The wait list is however many years.
Right.
There is no immediate help. And if Care Oregon is the most robust rental assistance help, then what is happening? They have to answer for that. They have to explain to us how you can be attacking this problem by doing nothing from all arms. And I guess doing nothing is a misstatement. I misspoke. They're doing a lot of harm. They're doing a lot of harm. And I'm sure there is a lot of harm being mitigated by many of these nonprofits and their partnerships with the Care Oregon and whoever else. Mm-hmm. There's no room for slipping through the cracks when we're talking about someone's life. It isn't just like, oh, your future. You could be a 4.0 student. This is literally life. This is survival. So
So we're not going to take it serious on the front end to keep people in houses. We're not going to take it serious on the back end to get them in houses. Then we're doing nothing but harm. And that's not what I just don't believe that people want their money spent that way.
Right.
I don't believe that you really want to see taxpayer dollars go to zero. Not if you're with me and we still mad about potholes. You know,
like hello, hello.
I'll be quiet.
Do a music break.
Love it.
They got me upset. Welcome back to News of My Fiance. Anything in your headphones now?
Maybe they
got it. Oh.
Did that happen? Must mean the show's over.
Okay. Welcome back to News of My Fiance. With Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush.
I'm DJ Ambush.
Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Is it coming through now?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
A little weirdness with your cable, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to hop into this Amazon story.
I think you took us off the air because nobody said anything about the previous story the time we were done. Or...
P-Town did.
They also did not, no, from the, since that.
Oh, since the time. Okay.
And, you know, Kid Cudi, so.
People should be just responding that we played Kid Cudi.
Who wouldn't be excited?
Listen.
Are you out there when Cudi comes on? Are you like, oh, not this again? No.
You know what makes me more excited about Cudi? Cudi fans. Cudi, no, and I'm serious. I'm not even trying to be funny.
I feel
funny.
Like this is shade. This no, is going to come my way.
No,
this is going to be a boomerang.
No, 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 no. And maybe I don't know what else to liken it to. Like going to like a reggae festival where everyone is like peace, love, everyone's having a great time. When you're around, when you have a Cudi fan in your life, you're like, oh, I love this for you. And then when you see Cudi fans with other Cudi fans, it's like, I love this for y'all. You guys made the entire block warm. This is amazing. Everyone is smiling. It's just, wow. It's euphoric. It is. I remember when we came out of that concert, and it was, who was it? Dee and
Herbert.
No, come on. And I'm just sitting there like, wow, this man has had like a serious, very, very awesome impact on so many people's lives. And you all just cheese every time.
I don't know what it is, but it's you're right.
No, it's great. It's really cool. I remember being
at that concert. You just don't, you know. No, I mean, you obviously know who Cudi is,
right,
but you
right.
like song specific.
I don't know what songs were on
like,
albums. Yeah,
right. The unison. That we were all in there singing and rapping
and humming.
And humming.
Hums. Bro, being in a room full of hums is just...
I was so proud of us. I was literally talking to my neighbors
right.
around us. Like,
total strangers. Yeah.
I had a fantastic time at that show.
You did. And I did watching you guys.
And you were like, this is so much fun watching you guys. You guys all know everything.
Yeah.
Like... I was losing my mind at the sweater he wore. I love that man. I was like, look at Cudi in the cardigan.
Michelle said we're just listening quietly.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you. You know, I don't know why, but I be needing some reassurance. Everybody's still there?
No. You're like, I did a lot of talking just now.
Yeah.
You guys hear me? Let me in.
Hello? You hear me knocking? Well, let me in.
Yeah, no, it's a really dope experience. It really is. Riding shotgun.
I will say there is definitely, that was a good picture to paint with a reggae fest because that is very much like-minded individuals for that thing.
Yeah. We're not having no ill will, no nothing.
Oh no!
This is the type of event where if someone bumps you, it's like, hey, are you okay?
Are you okay?
You all right?
Okay.
All right. I'm okay if you're okay.
Be safe. There's no animosity.
None.
We're not looking to fight.
None.
You know, you are bumping into people because you are swaying to the hum. Okay? You got to let them just get into your soul. That's the cult that I would absolutely. I would be like, sorry, guys.
I will never forget it.
I'm jumping in.
I will never forget it. I was in a sea of hums, and I was just looking around. And there was no one else like me that was looking around. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone else was locked in. Either you were locked in on Cuddy or you had your eyes closed. Like, everyone. Like, it was, I was like, holy, whoa. And he does this everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
He's doing this across the water, across the pond.
Across that pond.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he got me with the hums. Listen, the 808s and Heartbreak. Shout out to, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't want to give big props to Kanye ever anymore.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
If Kanye never met Kid Cudi, we would have never got 808s and Heartbreaks. That mm-hmm. is a Kid Cudi album.
It's a Kid Cudi album.
And. One of, what a time to be alive, you know?
Man.
You really think about that?
Man. Don't, because I'm going to get triggered. Okay. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halen, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And you know what I mean, right? That tour, I get triggered every single time you think we talk about that time period. That tour.
The Glow in the Dark tour?
Oh, my God. I just wish I loved myself more at that time. Because.
I mean, you did have an immediate in Denver. So you could have been at that show.
All I had to do was just hop a flight to Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will continue to say this. I didn't miss that show. Shout out to my coworker, Sean McCarthy, for making sure that I could be at the show instead of working it. And then my man's put me in the third row.
MJ, tell people who were on that tour.
The Glow in the Dark tour was one Kanye West, Lupe Fiasco, and NERD.
Come on, man. This is blog era.
This is blog era. And this is like, you know, Lupe is out there touring with Nicki Jean. So Nicki Jean is singing all of the songs. Like, come on. Hip hop saved my life. Are you kidding me?
Come on, man.
It was incredible. An absolutely incredible tour. Ridiculous. And I will give you very briefly because we have to leave now. You know. Instead of a news story, I'll finish off my Glow in the Dark tour story that I was sitting next to Walmart. What are their names? One of the grandchildren.
Okay.
And he was with two very intoxicated ladies. And they were like having the greatest time, and then they got tired. You know, they did a lot of E before they got there. There was no orange juice or water to pick them back up. I guess, I don't know. They had run out of steam and they sat down. And Kanye stopped the show and pointed at them.
Oh,
and was like, everybody on their feet for this song. Like, what are you doing? And me and my friend are sitting there like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, number one, you could see us probably.
Bruh.
You could see us? Are you saying right now that you can see us?
Right now?
Because right now, this is right next to me.
Right. Oh, no.
And also, sweetheart, stand up, please.
Did you hear him? Like, he's talking about us.
The Walmart grandson was like, please get up, please get up, please get up. Like, he just kept saying, like, get up, get up, get up, get up. The show, like, get up. And they were just like, it was awful. I was just positive I was going to die that night.
So this person said, my first show was a Kanye Lupe show in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
And also, Glow in the Dark tour, I was there.
Okay.
Who is this?
I don't know who you are, but...
Whomst.
Best friends.
I got to put your name back in the contacts. We lost all of our contacts.
Your first show was Kanye and Lupe in Vegas?
That's wild.
Are you from Vegas?
That was wild.
Oh, I have so many follow-up questions.
It was graduation, right? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that had to be graduation. Oof. Or I guess it didn't have to be, but...
Yes, Michelle, the pain we feel from missing a show we could have been at will live on forever.
Ooh, true.
It will.
Yeah.
I'm charmed. Okay, we got to close the show out.
Okay, this has been fun.
Thank you guys so much for kicking it with us this morning. It's really great. Really, really great.
Oh, man, we didn't even get to our question of the day.
Yeah, it's all right.
This show.
Brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, our podcast editor, Kyle G. and Residual Audio. Ba, 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 ba. The playlist is updated. right. And yes, Kyle, make sure all the comments are in the description. So we will see you next Monday, 6:30 to 8:30. If you're not doing anything on Sunday, I am spinning an opening set for Devil in the Blue Dress at the Hollywood. Shout out to Versatile for, you know, putting that screening together. But yeah, y'all know what the deal is. Do not let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is indeed a policy. Joys people over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for tuning in.
That was Phil. Phil saw all the greatness.
Nice.
Can't wait to talk about it later. Bye.